and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is predicting a ceasefire in Ukraine in the not-too-distant future. He spoke by phone today with Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Reporter Aaron Navarro.
White House has said that these calls were, quote, very positive, and Trump in his social media post kind of outlined a team that would begin these initial negotiations, including Secretary of State Rubio.
Tulsi Gabbard was confirmed today as Director of National Intelligence. Senator Mitch McConnell was the one Republican holdout, and Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer still has his concerns.
We simply cannot, in good conscience, trust our most classified secrets to someone who echoes Russian propaganda and falls for conspiracy theories.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt on today's inflation numbers.
They were worse than expected, which tells us that the Biden administration indeed left us with a mess to deal with.
The Dow Jones Industrials finished 225 points lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids Legislative Committee voted earlier this month to move forward an ordinance banning the addition of fluoride to the city's drinking water. Several professional opinions were shared during that meeting, stressing the benefits to public health, especially to poorer populations. The Wood County Health Department had a representative among those who spoke, and they are continuing to share information on their Facebook page on the improved health outcomes as a result of community water fluoridation. Children with poor dental health are more likely to miss school days and have below-average grades. Adults who have unhealthy or missing teeth are at a disadvantage when seeking jobs. The Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will be voting on the ordinance at the next meeting on February 18th. It will be at the Wisconsin Rapids City Hall next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Snow has begun here in our listening area. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more information to help you get ready.
The 1-2 punch of snowfall hitting the state starts today, followed by another storm Friday and then a blast of cold to kick off next week. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power. And keep in mind each person's specific needs, including medication, and don't forget the needs of your pets. And if you must go out, make sure that your vehicle is in good working condition. Fill your gas tank before the storm hits, and check that your car's emergency supply kit is fully stocked before traveling. Limit your time outside, and if you do go outside, wear layers of warm clothing and watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Heat your home safely. Remember to keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from items that can burn and plug them directly into the wall, not an extension cord.
This Friday is the Washington School Carnival at Washington Elementary. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. on the 14th, and they will have games, food, a raffle, and prizes. It's only $5 to enter, and raffle tickets are just 50 cents. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight at the Target Center. Giannis still out with a calf injury. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to figure out playing time for the new guys acquired in the Chris Middleton trade.
It's tough because it's it's easy with one guy, you know, but we have multiple guys that we're trying to squeeze in. And we got to find out because we have guys here that we like. So we have to find out in these next 30 games. So it's important.
College basketball, Marquette with a win at home last night over the DePaul Blue Demons, 68-58. That snapped a three-game losing streak for Marquette. NFL, Packers quarterback Jordan Love on the Kay Adams Show says he and his fiancée, Ronica Stone, are deciding what snacks to serve at their wedding this spring.
Well, the important thing for both of us is pretty cool. You know, being from California, like, we were like, we need an In-N-Out truck at the wedding.
Let's go. It's amazing. So you're going to have one at the wedding?
We're going to have an In-N-Out truck, yeah.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries and snow showers this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and a low close to zero. For tomorrow, a clearing sky for the afternoon, highs into the low teens. Then snow chances return on Friday, accumulations likely again. Currently, it's 4.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome 24 actor Glenn Morshower. And joining the show all the way from Sweden, our favorite musical duo, 7,000 Apart. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk with Kim Shields from Encourage. We also have Kelly in from Child Caring, Inc. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, we have friends and family, really, Family Natural Foods. We have we have Katrina Hittner with us. Katrina, good to see you.
Hello, everyone.
And we have with us as well, Mike Hittner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning, James, and everybody in WFHR land.
But he caught me almost say Stephen, right? Well, everybody always caught that, right?
He's here with us in spirit.
Yes.
And it's great because now we're going to have our dad here, which is fun. And I don't know why we don't do this more.
Well, we do call it Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, there we go. Nice.
Grandpa Frank started it all. I mean, it's Family Natural Foods, so you get all of us.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah, this is fantastic. The only problem is me not taking the whole half an hour to talk history with Mike.
I know.
It's going to be hard for me to do that.
I'll bring in a little of that, James.
So. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
He will do that within the Family Natural Foods realm of it. You know, he's got to wear many different hats, this guy. So it's always fun to have him around. I just wanted to jump in to a little bit of what's happening. For any of those people that are the last minute Valentine's prepper people, I just want to throw out some ideas. So jot them down, remember mm-hmm, them. Mm-hmm. We're here for you, last minute folk.
Might even help you out next year. Who knows?
That's fine. Yeah. Or any good gift giving. It's great for anything.
Doesn't have to be Valentine's Day to celebrate love. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, like, there's teachers out there. It's friends. Yes. It's like beyond just thinking of that loved
Absolutely.
One specifically. So Valentine's Day is for everyone. And so some last minute gift ideas I was thinking of. I mean, come on. I can't not say chocolate.
Yes. Yes.
I can't not say chocolate.
I think legally you have to, actually.
I think so. It's true. And we have some amazing chocolate. Lots of different kinds that are fair trade, good quality. I mean, like, the way that chocolate should taste. That rich, yummy flavor.
That's a perfect way to word it.
I didn't bring a sample for you today.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. We'll talk off air. We'll talk. No, that's
Happy
fine.
Happy Valentine's
fine.
Day, friend.
There is some great, like, I don't know if we can sell it enough. Like, I don't know if there are actual, because you hit it actually on the head, I think. It is the way chocolate should taste.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff
over
there.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously the gift of health, Family Natural Foods, you can come in, whether it's a gift certificate or random different gifts that are, you know, focusing on that loved one's health or their heart, right? Because we're in heart month. Vamfas oils and vinegars. We've done so many different tastings on air before of that. James loves when I make him taste those things. And the Lafia baskets, those are always fun. Yeah. Hand woven from Africa. They're fair trade. They're woman owned. They're actually giving back to them what they deserve in wage. Mm. Okay, maybe you want to stay home because you don't like the crowds. Well, let's talk about really good quality meat or our shrimp that we have. I mean, there's all sorts of yummy things you can have without leaving your house for Valentine's Day too. So those are great things. And then diffusers. And essential oils. Yeah. Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to talk about this local bracelet that is new as of yesterday, everyone. And I will post something. I'm going to just hand it to you. It's copper, and it's made locally by a gentleman named Cade. His mother-in-law makes our essential oil bracelets. So Terry makes our essential oil bracelets. These ones are made out of copper, and it became a hobby for him. But he loved how they looked, and he loves that there's so many more health benefits to it. So copper can help with your immune health. It also helps with like arthritis. So you'll see people wearing it by their wrist if they have like arthritis there, or maybe even their fingers. Let's see. Copper also has pain relieving, right? Because of the circulation. Copper helps with the circulation. So they're fun. They have a fun look. Some are braided. Some are twisted. Some are hammered copper. So different fun looks to them. And those are new as of yesterday.
Cool.
But those might be fun. And both... We've been finding both like men or women like them. It's not specific gender. Anybody can really wear those. And benefit.
Arthritis certainly doesn't have a preference. You know, it takes on both of us and everything.
Yeah.
And to your point, the style of those is very like either I could see either style, either sex wearing them or anything like that. I've felt a lot of these kind of bracelets before. I don't know if I've ever felt one with such a fine finish.
Yeah,
the craftsmanship on those is incredible. Like it's really good work.
He's doing a really good job, and he's got another one I didn't bring, but it's a little bit more dainty, maybe is the word. It's like a smaller smaller diameter of it. And so that's nice if somebody's like, well, I want one, but I want it a little smaller too. I think he can custom make them. Again, this is all pretty new for us. And he's having fun doing it. And it's like, well, there's lots of health benefits to it too.
Yeah, that's I feel like we could spend a whole show talking about the benefits of copper and some of those things I think are really interesting. Not a lot of people are just starting to kind of learn about, which is it just always fascinating when we run into these things that have been around for thousands of years, but we're just now kind of like as a society catching up to some of it. That's great. That's a great. And you're supporting a local artist.
Again, another local artist, which is so great. So, and then when we talk about like essential oils, I have to tell everyone, don't forget, we have our Essential Oil 101 class on Tuesday of this next week. So it's going to be February 18th at 5:15. So maybe this could be a fun Valentine's gift. Like maybe you're like, hey, let's go learn about this and we'll have dinner afterwards. We'll forget Valentine's Day overall. We're going to celebrate it on the 18th. Like make that part of your Valentine's. And that would be fun. Plus, you've been there before. The back of the room smells so good. Yes. Like essential oils.
So good. And they're so very generous in giving out gifts and drawings and things like that, that everybody goes home with something for
Everybody does. Yeah, they are so generous. Like, and Liza, who you've talked to on air before, so you're familiar with her as well, she's so passionate and she can answer like any question, and she's so good at just explaining things, but not like she doesn't go over and beyond you. She's gonna teach you, and if anyone has questions, she's so eager to help. And so we cover a lot of topics in about an hour of time.
And the beauty of these essential oils also is that they're organically grown.
Yes.
And so they can be used both internally and externally, depending on what the situation is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point, because some of these things, we have capsules now of them, or you want to have lemon in your water, but you just want to have, you know, a drop of essential oil. There's a little bit more power or strength to that. And then what I think is also great about these essential oils, like my dad's saying, they're organic, so they're safe, they're effective. They have these lovely books that tell you kind of how to take them and dosage, and they're great. But if you think about it, so many there's so many chemicals that go into, for example, a rose plant. So the last thing you're going to want is to have a concentrated rose chemical on you. That's why if you get that rose, you want to get it in organic form.
Yeah. The problem with the essential oils is, or any cosmetics, is if we don't know where it comes from, the skin is like a sponge, absorbs everything in. So we might think we're living really healthily by eating certain things and taking certain nutrients and supplements. But if we misplaced our ideology about our skin, how it absorbs things, this is a good reason to use the organics for sure.
And if you've ever been kind of, you know, been on the fence about this or been curious about essential oils, you have questions about it, what a perfect opportunity. You're not talking to a computer or a chat screen or on the phone. It's face-to-face. You're able to. And to Katrina's point, she's so good. She's so good at these things and a great talker and very, very personable. Like, I don't feel like you would feel uncomfortable asking her any variety of questions.
And there's never any pressure, and also she can answer all those questions that maybe you have and you feel like, well, I don't want to ask that or something. And a lot of people do go up to her and talk to her personally afterwards, too. Mm-hmm. And there's always a nice discount for that day, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the essential oils are on sale right now. I'm just going to, you know, I thought maybe you needed your sinuses open up today.
Definitely.
Usually you do, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah.
Since we're talking essential oils, let's smell essential oils because that's the best way to really experience them. So this one is the sinus formula, and it's great for really opening up, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, anytime. I like to sometimes take a little tiny dollop of it and put it kind of like right by my nostril, and it really helps open up. Or a couple drops in my hand and make like a cupping effect and really breathe it in because it's fantastic for opening up your nose.
They need to replace the smelling salts on sidelines with that. That's what every NFL player should be using for smelling salts from now on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That smells great.
You got to get a contract with the NFL.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
we just got to talk to them, I guess, about that.
We'll I know a guy.
All right. Sounds good. So everybody should come. It's this next Tuesday, February 18th at 5:15. It's going to be great. Please come to that.
We'll be spreading the word about it on the morning show and making sure that you get a good turnout.
Thank you.
I have a class that day, but I'm thinking I can stop by for
skip.
A bit. I should just skip.
When's your class at? 6?
It's 6:15. It's 6:15.
So you got 30 minutes.
You can squeeze it in.
I'm definitely going to. I've really been meaning to be to more of these. And we have some other things that we've been talking about off air and stuff that I'll be down there. And I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to meeting her in person, too.
Yeah.
I've talked to her a couple of times. She's great.
She's great, for sure.
Other great presentations will be coming up too. Be on the lookout for those, everybody.
Absolutely, yep. Keep a lookout. March 13th is our next one. Foundational Nutrition with True Grace, but we'll talk about that one later.
Yeah.
So what we want to talk about is it's currently snowing outside right now, right?
Yeah.
And we miss seeing those greens around us. We miss maybe eating those wonderful nutritious greens. However, you don't have to leave your house to get lots of good nutrition. We wanted to talk to people about sprouting, which is something we both are very passionate about.
Right, and we were introduced to this, it's a good 40 years ago. Gene Monson was from Austin, Wisconsin. He came up to me and he showed me this revolutionary sprouter. I've seen other ones, but they were mostly flat, and they use, you know, screen type material that you put on a quart jar or something. This is a complete container from everywhere, from your sprout to you put it away in the fridge and use it gradually. But Gene had a great invention, lived originally in Boston, helped his mother with diabetes with sprouts and everything like that, and then he's down in the Lake Mills area right now. He lives down in that area. But 40 years, I bet you we've sold well over 500 of those.
Yeah,
over the
maybe
time,
more.
I just bought one display. He had a nice display with it, held, I think, 24, and I think from then we've sold them year after year after year. The beauty about sprouts, James, and for the public out there, is that when you see them on a salad bar and they're sprouted, you know, 2 inches or 1 inch long or
like
something.
Like alfalfa, for example. Yeah. You'll see alfalfa, and it's got that long tail, right? Yeah.
Well, there is actually not much nutrition in that, unfortunately. It's when that seed has all the power and it pushes through the seed case, that's when all the nutrition is there. So you can look at vitamin content or mineral content, and it's increased, you know, 20-fold because all the energy in that seed has to be there right when it pushes out. And so you want to get those sprouts maybe, you know, a half inch or an inch long or something. You don't want the great big long ones because it's better certainly than not having the sprouts, but you're getting mostly moisture and maybe a little fiber or something, where this way you're getting all that extra nutrients. And in the wintertime when we don't have much fresh greens, and if we look at our regular lettuce that we normally eat or buy in the supermarket, that stuff is just basically water. There's not hardly any nutrients in it. It's better than nothing, but it's better to have, put some sprouts with it, sprout them yourself at home. It's so easy. It's one of those things that we kind of forget from year to year, but it's, you just take your sprouter out all winter long especially, and you can sprout everything from almonds to, you know, any kind of seed you might think of. I think Katrina's brought along sunflower seeds.
I brought some sunflower seeds for you. So I need to do a disclaimer and about them. So typically when you sprout something, so right, like my dad Mike is talking about, is we have this container that we sprout in. It's called an easy sprouter. We sell them at the store. They're, I think, like $15.99. You will use it for the rest of your life. It is a great investment. And it's so easy, hence the name Easy Sprout, right?
Yes.
And you put like your seeds in. So we're going to, I'm just going to give you some examples. You can put like beans or legumes in. You can put almonds in, sunflower seeds, which I'm going to have you taste in a couple minutes. We've got alfalfa like we were talking about. Mung beans. So a lot of these different, and those are hardy. When you get them, they're very hard. So they'll have to soak in this sprouter for X amount of time, depending on what it is. So for example, sunflower seeds are pretty quick. So you can soak them within like 2 to 3 hours, just soak them in the water in this special contraption. I know it's, I'm going to try to give my best visuals because you guys are trying to imagine what this is. Yeah. And I can show anyone that wants to come to the store how easy it is to sprout. But so sunflower seeds, I think it's like 2 to 3 hours. You can soak them for up to 4 hours. And then afterwards, you let them sprout. So what sprouting is you drain the water off of it and you let it sit for, I think it says then maybe like you can eat it right away up to like 4 hours. It can kind of sprout and let itself. This is where my dad was explaining like that alfalfa seed where it's popping through its like seed body and that's where the most energy comes from. That may take for other things. It may take a day or it might take, you know, 8 hours. It really depends on it. So I'm not going to complicate that. I'll show you that if you have more details on it. But
And the beauty of the sprouts too is, James, if we can't finish them, put them in the refrigerator and maybe have some in a couple days' time. Most of them can be frozen also, so
and
it retains its nutrient content perfectly and just be taken out of the freezer. But I think there's only lentils, mung beans, and I think alfalfa are probably the only ones that can't be frozen. Otherwise, all the other ones can be frozen.
Just great. Make it easy for you. Do a whole bunch at one time and freeze them, and you can take them out. But it, like my dad was saying before, its nutritional value is exponential when you sprout something because you're really bringing that like energy force to it. So there's more bioavailable minerals, enzymes. So the enzymes are going to help you break down your food. So let's say you're going to eat a salad with some sprouts on it, and then you're going to have a steak or some sort of meat with it. Your body might not be able to process the meat as well. So these sprouts are naturally going to help your body digest things much better.
And also for a number of people out there that may be having some teeth problems or something or have dentures or something, you can take those almonds, those nuts that are really hard and you can sprout them. And now all of a sudden become easy to chew and to digest and everything. So that's another benefit.
That's
from them.
Definitely a benefit. Because right, I mean, a lot of people don't want to eat like an almond. That's really hard for them. But almonds are one of my favorite things to sprout. And so my dad was explaining Gene, the gentleman who made this, and his mother had got type 2 diabetes. And he was like, Mom, we're going to change this. This is all lifestyle. You're going to, I think she had to start riding on a bicycle for like 30 minutes, maybe once or twice a day. Once a day, 30 minutes. It wasn't very much, right? And then he gave her sprouts with every meal she ate and maybe had a snack of them in between. And she reversed her diabetes after doing it like this because it was completely lifestyle. It's how we move and what we eat. And these things really offer your body good nutrition.
You couldn't have picked something less in my wheelhouse. I know nothing of sprouts and everything, and I've just been sitting back just eating my popcorn listening to you guys because this is really interesting to me. On a number of different levels, one, we've done a number of stories and studies and surveys about people now more and more wanting to make their meals at home and more kind of getting, we're almost evolving past the whole microwave meal where we want to actually make our meals. We want more experiences in life. Even with our food, we want to experience our food. And most people know that you really want to enjoy a meal, make it. You know, you make some
experience of it. Really,
it's very similar.
All of it.
Yeah, it's very similar to building something. You know, you build a shack in the back or something like that, and for decades you're looking at that thing feeling good because you built that, or you had a hand in building it or something.
Yeah.
And making your meals are very similar. You feel just as good from that. And something like this is so affordable and quite easy from what I can see.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, most people can go home and take something and sprout it right away.
Is this something, forgive me if I'm off on this, but is this something you can add to meals as well?
Absolutely.
You
can snack on it as, you know, as a snack. Okay. You can add it to your meal, take a tablespoon. Maybe you're like, doesn't work with my meal, but I'm just going to take a tablespoon before I eat. Kind of like fermented food is also so good for our digestion and so on. But yeah, I mean, it can be eaten at any point, at any time. You're going to feel also more satisfied because you have more nutrients in what you're eating. So you're not going to be like, oh, I just feel like I need more. It's like, I feel satisfied by just consuming little bits of it every day.
It seems like one of those things, too, where you want to give this a try. It's worth it. You know, I mean, there's no side effect. There's no real downside to this or anything. It's very affordable. So there's that part of it, too. And maybe you don't have it with every meal, but you have a new meal or a new addition to your meals. Something that what once was old is new when you add something like this to it.
And it's very inexpensive. I mean, the cost of the seeds is $2, $3, $4. And you can get, you know, probably 15, 20 applications. Yeah. Most times you're only using a tablespoon or two of seeds to fill the sprouter up. So it's very economical, and like you were saying, James, you take back control. You're doing this at home.
Yeah.
So you don't have anybody to go through. You don't have any excuse. The weather's terrible. I was going to get some sprouts today at the store, but I can't get out.
Yeah.
You do them at home. You got
them. Do them at home.
Yeah.
It's a good time to do it, especially in winter. So I just want you to just taste this, okay? I need to do a disclaimer because ultimately, they didn't get to sprout as long as they should have, but you're going to notice that they're just a little bit softer. That's a sunflower seed that he's eating, so it's been soaked, and then it needs to get, it brings out a little different flavor profile, and then it also helps, like, it, again, it's easier for your teeth, but it's more moist. It's bringing more moisture into what you're eating.
I love the texture. I'm really weird about textures and the taste of, or the crunch of things or whatever. I like the bounce of this.
Yeah, it's not like crunchy, but it's like a soft crunch, maybe, I can explain
that's
that way.
Good, yeah. Oh, that's good stuff.
This may take over the whole salted sunflower seed things at sports events.
Oh.
I was going to tell you off air. I'm getting this from my brother. My brother loves sunflower seeds, and I know for certain Nick's going to love something like this.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We'll have a side business at the Rafters games next. Yes. Get them sprouted, everyone.
Absolutely. We know a guy. We'll hook you up. When it comes to something like this or any of the things we've talked about today, we encourage you so much to reach out to the gang at Family Natural Foods. They love taking your questions, love hunting down answers with you if they don't already have them. And anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you go?
Well, another thing on sprouts, James, is that we got Katrina brought a zesty mix here. Now, just like in everything, radishes are a little zesty. So if you sprout radish seeds, you got a little zesty. So if you want a little punch in your diet, you can get that, or you can go mellow with alfalfa or other things like that. So it's kind of nice. You can actually change the taste because of what seeds you sprout.
Yeah, and just, you know, if you have questions, come on over. We can explain it in person, which may be a little bit easier too. And don't forget, February 18th, 5:15, essential oil presentation.
Be sure to make plans to be there, everybody, and stop on by. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community and so much of what we do here at this radio station. Appreciate the relationship we have with you guys for many, many decades. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you guys real soon.
Thanks. Sounds good. James. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. Good to see you, Mike, by the way. Thanks for bringing Mike in. That was great, Katrina. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kat. We encourage you to find out more by heading on over to Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120. That's 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. Share what they have. You just never know who might see those things. Otherwise, share their stuff on your pages as well. And we'll be talking to them again real soon. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%. It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A sigh of relief for Wisconsin researchers. For now, here's Lisa Hill with more.
A judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's cut to research funding through the National Institutes of Health. The NIH said it would be cutting all indirect research funding to 15% reimbursement. UW-Madison, for example, had an agreement with the federal government for 53% reimbursement. University officials say this move could significantly disrupt their efforts to find cures to cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and all other kinds of research. Meanwhile, Wisconsin has joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration. In a press release, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call announced that the state will join 21 other states in the legal challenge. The lawsuit accuses the Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health of unlawfully cutting the federal funding that supports medical and public health research. Governor Tony Evers called the cuts unconscionable. A judge has ruled that the move cannot take effect right now. They will be back in court 10 days from now.
The Town of Rome transfer site has new stickers, and they are being strict about the new rules. As of today, February 12th, the new stickers are required to use the transfer site. You will need proof of residency or proof of land ownership and license plate numbers to acquire the stickers. There is also a charge of $20 for the first sticker and $10 for each additional sticker. You can purchase the windshield stickers at the Town Hall Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. They're also available at Rome Outdoors. Contractors using the site must have a contractor's permit. They can't borrow the property owner's. They must show proof that waste being disposed of is from a property in the Town of Rome. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries and snow showers this evening, a cloudy sky overnight, and a low close to zero. For tomorrow, a clearing sky for the afternoon, highs into the low teens. Then snow chances return on Friday, accumulations likely again. Currently, it's 4.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. Have your host, James, behind the mic, and I am joined right now by our good friends from Encourage. We have Kim Shields, donor service manager with us. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, as always. And as usual, Kim brought a friend with her. We have Kelly Brochart with us, executive director of Child Caring, Inc. Kelly, always good to talk to you.
Yeah, same here. Excited to be here. Thank you.
Appreciate the time so much. And we're going to take the first beat of the show here to talk a little bit with Encourage, catch up with you guys, Kim, but we'll be with you in a second there, Kelly. So no napping. No. Kim, let's talk a little bit about scholarships real quick and get an update on that, if you don't mind.
Sure, that would be great. So our scholarship application closed at the end of January, and we were super excited with the applications that have already been submitted. They're going through the kind of the data scrub process right now, and review begins shortly. So it's an exciting time, a busy time. But we just want to thank all of the applicants that had, you know, submitted an application, took the time to do that. I know it's a lot of work, and we really appreciate it, and especially to thank the donors that are providing this funding to make these scholarships happen. And in addition to the funding, I know we've mentioned this, and it can't be mentioned enough, but their support and belief in our students, their future, and the power of education is just incredible. Yeah. So thank you, donors.
And if I can, real quick, I don't want to interrupt your flow here, Kim, or anything, but we've been doing this for a while together. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've ever gotten to take a moment and appreciate you and Encourage so much. Our audience, myself, we hear it in your voice. Every one of these things you talk about, the excitement and the energy and the passion you talk about this with, it's like it's the first time you've ever talked about it, every single time. It's encouraging to the rest of us. It brings the rest of us a very, you know, into it as well, and just as excited. I really appreciate that passion. That to me is not necessarily a job requirement, but you bring it to the job, and I really do appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so much. It truly is such a joy to be able to do what we do. So thank you. That's very kind.
It's a really cool thing to be a part of, I imagine, too.
Absolutely.
Like just kind of even a whatever size of a part you are of this, just to be a cog in the machine of this is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
There's also a recent grants that we wanted to highlight, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't know if people are following our social media or not, but we did provide kind of an update on some of our January distributions. And distributions are made possible by donors that have a real specific passion for a particular organization or an area, like youth or the arts. Or, you know, they have a thematic area. And so from these designated grants, they're able to invest. And from our investments, our pooled investments with Encourage, we're able to provide annual grant support. And it's just a wonderful way to be able to support our community long term. So it's really meant for the long term sustainability of these organizations, and it's so important.
That latter part is really key to this. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So in January, nearly $250,000 in grants were awarded, which is absolutely incredible.
Oh yeah.
So when we look at some of the local organizations, Assumption Catholic Schools and Assumption High School, the funding that they receive supports, obviously, the school system, but one of them in particular supports tuition assistance for students to be able to afford to go to the private school.
My little brother benefited from that.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
And was able to go to Assumption because of that and everything, and it was a complete game changer for him.
That is amazing. Thank you for sharing that. That's incredible. I will make sure to share that story with the donors who established that, so thank you. The Boys and Girls Club, we had a nice little check presentation, which we've never done before, but really wanted to highlight the amount that they're provided with every year. And that's from various funds that have been designated to support them. It's all pooled together. Mm-hmm. So it was, the check itself was $104,282. And that was just for this year.
That's incredible.
To date, when we're looking at are unrestricted, donor advised, and these designated funds, it's been nearly $2.28 million that we've been able to provide to our local Boys and Girls
Man,
Club.
Is that incredible.
I mean, the youth support and helping make their lives better
Yeah.
Is incredible.
It's an incredible investment. Yes. It really is.
Yes, absolutely. So just a couple other local ones to highlight. The Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, we have a designated fund to support them. That was $9,481, so almost $9,500 this year alone. So to date, when we're looking at the different types of funds, it's nearly $390,000.
Man.
You know, and think of all the wonderful things that the Cultural Center does.
Yeah.
And then we have a brand new one. I know I mentioned when we were talking about new funds this past fall, but the Central Wisconsin Symphony Orchestra, they host concerto competitions. And so there's a cost that goes along with that, with music and everything to put the performances on.
Yeah.
So this January, we had the first designated distribution for that.
That's wonderful.
Which is absolutely incredible. So again, that's arts and music and really that the youth orchestral students that are show promise.
Oh, yeah.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. The support for that is amazing. Yeah.
Yes. And then we look at some of our regular grants that we can do through our unrestricted funds. So a lot of that support that we had been receiving through those wonderful anonymous matching grants provides that unrestricted support, and that helps us to do our work and helps us to do our work in the community. So when we're looking at that, we look at the United Way Help Guide. And so we've been able to provide that since inception back in 2009. It's been almost $16,000 over that entire time to put that on, but it is just such a privilege to be able to partner with United Way to, you know, produce that help guide, print it, and have it available to so many residents in need.
To think of how many people that has probably helped over the years. I don't even know you can come up with a number, you know? Yep. That's incredible. That's really something.
And my understanding is that last year, all of the brochures were distributed and, you know, they're used. They're well used and well needed.
And we have Terry, CEO of the United Way, on with us a lot, and we talk about this and how those kind of grants, the impact that they can make and help them do the work that they are doing. So you see nonprofits supporting nonprofit and helping each other, and a rising tide raising all boats. I have been on the air many, many times. Any chance I get, whether I'm talking to the Cultural Center or talking to Sally from Savor the Arts or anything, and how important it is to fund the arts in this state. In general, wherever you're listening to us, but especially in Wisconsin, because once again, Wisconsin finished dead last in funding the arts last year. We want to change that. We want to update that and make that a lot better in 2026 and going forward. We have so many great creatives and artists in this state to support, let alone in central Wisconsin here. And we all know the economic impact that has and artists have. And artists come back here. William Dafoe is still coming back and doing interviews in Wisconsin the years and decades later.
It's amazing.
And helping the tourism in this state too while he's at it, by the way. That can be we could be funding future William Dafoe's here. We could be funding future symphony artists and that and so many other things. And the funding's important when it comes to that. And people know how I feel about the arts and that. But Kim, as we're wrapping up with you, the funding towards childcare is almost times 1,000 to that.
Absolutely.
And we just kind of wrap up with a grant involving childcare.
Yeah, so we have been really fortunate, like I said, with all the support through all these funding initiatives that we're able to do. And so we've been able to support child caring over the years through our various funds. And not only in addition to the money aspect, but when we had greater capacity and we had funding ourselves, grant funding ourselves to be able to provide training programs. Kelly, who is our guest today, she was one of our wonderful participants. She had participated in everything possible, which we greatly appreciate, and just expanding her knowledge, you know, from board governance to leadership, you know, to different types of opportunities and how to support our community. So
yeah,
we really appreciate that.
Appreciate you, Kim. Thank you for that update on all those things.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Especially anybody that needed a good story of the day, you just got like 20 of them. there's so many good things from that. And we're going to talk with Kelly a little bit now. And I have been, Kelly and I have talked a lot already, and the audience has heard me talk about this. I'm a bulldog on this topic when it comes to childcare in our state. I think nationally we could have a deep conversation out of that as well, but just putting the microscope on Wisconsin here and focusing on that. I had Representative Krugen last week, and there's a lot of talk about illegal immigration and this and that, and my question for him was, well, when are we going to get to childcare? You know, we got plenty of issues out there, but some are more time sensitive than others. And I believe that the number one issue in our state is childcare. I feel like this is the first and foremost issue we should be focused on. Every new politician, everybody just getting back into session, this is the number one thing that should be on your docket. And I can make a great argument for this. I don't have to like bend my arm to do it either. It affects every single aspect of our economy, of our lives. There are so many people out there that could be in the workforce right now that are not able to be because of childcare and so many other things that Kelly could word without my passion and me getting on a soapbox. Kelly, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, James. I so appreciate your passion and advocacy around early childhood. Thank you.
When it comes to child caring, how does child caring help our community, Kelly?
Yeah, child caring has been around. Kim and I actually used to work together at CCRNR 20 years ago. But the child care resource and referral agencies like us have been around 30 plus years in the state of Wisconsin. We're here to support quality early care and education by empowering those individuals who care for and nurture kids. So we're here to support child care providers. We're here to support families. We really help anybody who has an interest in coming into the field of early childhood. We can help with finding position at a child care center. We can help people who want to, you know, offer child care in their home. We're here really to support those individuals, make it easier to provide child care if you have a passion for young kids. And then we're also helping families. So if you're maybe you're not interested in providing childcare, but you are a young parent who has kids and you need to work, which many families do, we're here to help you find quality childcare that best fits the needs of you and your family. So we not only help families find care, locate the openings in childcare, we also have programs that help families pay for care because we know that childcare affordability is an issue. It's very, very expensive. And so there are lots of great programs locally as well as, you know, at the state level to help pay for childcare.
There's so many, good people out there that are looking for avenues of where do I go? I want to have a career, not a job. I want to put into my community. I want to do good and come to child caring as a resource. Oh, this could be my future. This could be my career. Having somebody to kind of give you a hand with that, whether it is where to go from there, from high school or on, or even as if you're older and you're well out of high school or college and you'd like to get into child caring or get into this field, they're there to help Kelly and her team. And then there is the parents out there and the people out there that, I mean, I think all of us can relate to a little bit, even if you aren't a parent, can relate to the idea of I have read health self-help books, I have practiced changing diapers, I am ready to go, and then that kid shows up and you're like, oh God, oh, I forgot everything, I don't know how to, I don't even remember their name, what is going on, the world is upside down. It is just such a great thing to be able to have that in your back pocket, child caring. And have an organization like you guys are there, Kelly, where, you know, parents that are questioning things, parents that are just maybe even need somebody to just talk to and just be able to vent about something. And I'm not sure about this. Well, it's just going to be okay. Every kid does that, you know, and whatever the case might be.
Yes, absolutely. I love that we have people that answer the phone. We are accessible through social media. We have experienced staff that have, you know, knowledge of child development, and they've all worked in child care programs themselves, so a lot of great support among our staff.
And those Good Start grants are give every reason for an incentive for people to be able to get into this industry, which we really do need, and we need more and more of. And it kind of leads us into the current landscape of child care. And how does that look, Kelly?
Yeah, you know, I would love to come on and talk with you, James, and say like, hey, we finally solved the affordability and the accessibility issues with child care. Unfortunately, the issues that Kim and I dealt with 20 years ago are still present and things that we're working through today. So, you know, we're still working on the cost of care because, you know, child care is not supported in any other ways, really, but the private pay of the families utilizing the care. So it's very expensive. So we continue to deal with costs as high as $200, $250 a week to pay for, you know, quality regulated child care for a family, and that's for one child. So again, the cost of care is still a significant issue. We've dealt with this just significant decline in the numbers of regulated programs. We've lost over 50%, I think, in Wood County specifically. We're talking about a 60% decline in the number of regulated programs over the last decade. And most recently, with, you know, COVID and the pandemic, when child care providers were deemed essential to the workforce, obviously, because you need good child care to work, we have programs, child care centers, who continue to have closed classrooms because they can't find staff. So while the average, you know, pay of child care providers has increased slightly, as many, many other professions have had to, you know, raise what they're paying people, we still are dealing with an underpaid workforce, right? Like, in very little benefits and wages for our child care providers. So that's what's leading to this shortage of child care workforce and closed classrooms among our child care programs. So that, you know, the state of child care today is still in need of much support. We need more community collaborations. We need more people talking about it and advocating for the needs of our, you know, youngest citizens.
Well said. Speaking with Kim Shields from Encourage and Kelly Brochard from Executive Director of Child Caring, Inc. And Kelly, who are the Wood County Child Care Task Force members, and what is their focus?
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. We have been so fortunate in Wood County to have a group of people coming together for the last couple of years, really as a result of a strategic planning grant that was received by the Wood County Health Department. So that allowed us to pull together members of a lot of different sectors. So we have child care programs represented on that task force. We have the chambers represented. We have Synergy. We have health department, lots of health department support, Mid-State Technical College, the public schools, United Way, just a broad range of people coming together to really try to figure out how can child care be supported at the local level.
That's excellent. Thank you for that, Kelly. Appreciate that. What are the ARPA funds specifically supporting?
Yeah, so as a result of our work among our task force, we were able to, it took us a long time, I'm not going to lie, this took 18 to 20 months for us to work with the Wood County Board to request funding through the American Rescue Plan Act dollars that each county had received as a result of the pandemic. And way to go, Wood County board members who saw that child care needed help and that they were able to sit down with us and really let us help to define what that could look like for child care. And so one of the areas that we, as a task force, really the health department, received the funds, the funding flowed down to child caring as the local resource and referral, the local, you know, 501c3 organization helping to support child care. And we were able to put some very significant amount of funds into these capacity building grants. And so we have an opportunity for really anybody who's interested in opening a child care program to apply for up to a $100,000 grant to support the efforts of opening a child care program, or for an existing program. I mean, we have many great, you know, group child care programs in the Wood County area. And if so, they were interested in opening additional slots at their site or opening another site, these would be there to support them. And so $100,000 is a significant amount of money to help, you know, jumpstart a child care program.
Yeah. Incredible funds. These funds are being put to incredible work and vital work. And Kelly, before we let you go, just one last question. What are you hoping to see for Wisconsin legislators' priorities, including state budget requests?
Yeah, I love that question because that's truly important to see a significant change in our childcare system. Is the advocacy piece. And you mentioned Representative Krug. We have been working tirelessly to meet with legislators within our 10-county service area to really talk about one important program that's been around the last couple of years is Child Care Counts, which is a subsidy program that's been keeping our programs alive, our child care programs alive for the last couple of years. And so we know that Governor Evers has that in his proposed budget, state budget. So we are working on advocating for that program. We also are doing some things that might be less controversial than that. That seems to be a point with some of our legislators to support that. Mm. But we're also very interested in problem solving other supports for our child care providers, like helping support like our Child Care Resource and Referral Network, helping make it easier for people to go through the regulation process, supporting our families through having more family support services, like through our family resource centers is another piece. And really the last piece for our advocacy asks are around supporting children's mental health needs, because mm-hmm. we know that another result of the pandemic has been an increase in everyone, especially our young children, needing more support around mental health.
I think this topic, and I think nowadays, is never a bad opportunity to remind our politicians who they work for. And I think that this is a great topic to be able to do that with and remind them that we are the bosses and this is what we want done. This is what we want accomplished. We're tired of waiting. Get it done. Get it done, whatever it takes. Let's get these things handled so that we can it's the greatest investment you can possibly make is in our future and taking care of our kids and helping the people that take care of our kids and et cetera. This isn't a leap. This isn't it shouldn't be controversial. And if it is if there is somebody out there as a politician, it is controversial to you, you're not getting my vote. You are not getting my support. I will go on the record as that. And I'm not alone. I got a nation of people behind me on this one. We are the ones, we the people. We are in charge, and we want you to do something about this. Kelly, cannot thank you enough for the time. Kim, thank you so much for the topic and everything else that you guys bring to the table here. We want to remind you that you can find out more about child caring at childcaring.org. Go ahead and find out more about Kelly and the great work they're doing over there and how they can help you. Childcaring.org. And, of course, if you want to reach out to Kim and the gang and encouragecf.org, encouragecf.org. Thank you both for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. President Trump spoke by phone today with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The talks included ending the war in Ukraine, but it's also another indication of a thaw in relations after yesterday's prisoner swap.
We ultimately expect to meet. In fact, we expect that he'll come here and I'll go there. And we're going to meet also probably in Saudi Arabia the first time.
Tulsi Gabbard was confirmed today as director of national intelligence with some hesitant Republicans coming around. Reporter Torian Small.
Mr. Murkowski, Susan Collins. Those are two normally on the fence Republicans who ultimately sided with the party to push Gabbard across the finish line.
Mitch McConnell was the one Republican holdout. A Navy jet has crashed off the coast of San Diego as stunned witnesses watched.
It's really kind of breathtaking. I knew the guy was in trouble.
The two crew members were rescued. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's